Hello, friends, family in Christ. Thank you so much for tuning in and watching, listening, sharing the podcast. I've got a really great idea. It wasn't my idea, but it's my guest today. Him and his wife came up with a phenomenal game for your family. Coming up, Christmas. It'll be here before we know it. So I want to tell you about that. It's really exciting, but I want to set it up this way. Since the beginning of time, the serpent, the devil, has waged war on the seed of the woman, which is Jesus. The enemy opposes Christ. In Revelation 12, the devil is described as a dragon who stood before the woman to devour our Redeemer and Messiah as soon as he was born. After Christ was born, we know that the devil tactically employed the wicked King Herod for his own ends. If you remember this, Herod felt deeply threatened by the coming of the Lord Jesus, and he sought to destroy our Lord by killing all the boys, the infant males in Bethlehem, who were 2 years old and younger. That's Matthew 2:16. Fortunately, God's plan kept going. In the midst of this danger and evil attack, God the Father protected Jesus. And the story goes on, and you're familiar with it. Around Christmas time, we wouldn't have Christmas without Jesus. But we're going to talk about why the manger was in danger with our guest today, coming up next.
Welcome to Worldview Matters, discussing controversial issues, discerning current events, defending biblical Christianity. No topic off limits. And now, here's your host, David Fiorazzo.
Grant and Grace Anna Castleberry live in Raleigh, North Carolina, with their five children. And Grant, by the way, is the senior pastor of Capital Community Church, and now it is, drumroll, King's Chapel. He'll tell you about that story of the merger of these two churches. And he's written for Ligonier and the Council on Biblical Manhood and Womanhood, while Grace Anna, she disciples women at the church there. So, brother Grant, thank you so much for your time today. I'm looking forward to talking about this.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, David. That was a great intro, by the way, to the game, Manger in Danger. I think that might be the best introduction to the game that I've ever heard. That was outstanding.
Well, praise God. It is biblical, because we know Satan has come against the seed. I mean, since Genesis 3:15, since that first prophecy, we know Satan has been against the plan of God, and of course, against the line of the Messiah and against Jesus. And now, of course, he's against us. Believers in Christ. But we'll talk about that and how this game came to be. By the way, friends, I want to give their website. It's unashamedtruth.org, unashamedtruth.org. And we're going to be, they have a Facebook page too, if you want to search on Facebook. But we're going to be talking about a brand new game that their family, Grant and Grace Anna, came up with. It's called Manger in Danger, a family Christmas tradition. It's a great story. But before we do that, Grant, tell us about how you got into ministry and a little bit about your background and your family. Go ahead.
Wow. Well, God called me into ministry when I was in high school, just through our church events. I was asked to share the gospel at a junior high kind of outreach event. And afterwards, a guy in my church came up to me and he said, you really did a great job presenting the gospel. Have you ever thought about going into ministry? And I hadn't ever thought about going into ministry, but the Lord planted that seed in my mind. And I started, God began providing opportunities to lead Bible studies and that sort of thing. And then I remember in high school, every night when I would come home from football practice, my job was to wash the dishes after dinner every night. And I would time it where Moody Radio would broadcast Joe Stoll at 6:15 and Grace to You, John MacArthur at 6:30. And I would time it where I would do the dishes from 6:15 to 7 every night so I could listen to Joe Stoll and John MacArthur. And I remember it just so distinctly. One night during Grace to You, I don't remember what MacArthur was preaching on, but I sensed the Holy Spirit just compelling me that this is what I was going to do the rest of my life, that I was going to teach God's word in the local church. Wow. So I experienced that call distinctly in high school, and I've never, wavered from that from that initial call. All, you know, the Lord sent me into the Marine Corps first and some various experiences, but I've known, you know, since that day that this is what I was supposed to do with my life. And through a crazy twist of providence, my father was killed in a plane crash when I was two. And the church that my parents had been in South Carolina, years later, 4 or 6 years later, wanted to start a radio station. And my grandparents in Texas donated the funds to start that radio station in Beaufort, South Carolina. And when I was in high school, we went back and visited my father's memorial in South Carolina, visited the radio station. And that's when I met my wife, because her dad was president of the radio and had become the pastor of the church there in South Carolina. So God used the death of my father ultimately to lead me to my wife, Grace Anna, and all of that. So really amazing how God has brought me to where I am. He's sovereignly intervened, and I'm here today by the grace of God, and just so thankful to be in ministry. It's a mercy of God.
Yes. Well, praise God. And it sounds like, I mean, just from what you're saying, I know you teach sound doctrine, the whole counsel of God, and verse by verse, and you don't shy away from, quote, political or controversial issues. And by the way, I want to mention, I hope Grace Anna feels better. She was going to be in the interview with you, because you guys came up with this together. And I want to, before we get to Manger and Danger, Grant, Capital Community Church and King's Chapel merged. Is that right? Explain where you're pastoring now.
So I pastor in Raleigh, North Carolina, and I initially pastored Capital Community Church.
Okay.
And our church, just based on what you just said, sound doctrine, Bible exposition, the glory of the gospel, faithful singing, psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, you know, everything Paul talks about. God blessed that work, and we grew, but we did not have a building. Another church in town named Christ Baptist Church, by God's grace, had a large building through just a series of events. Their pastor died, and a number of people left the church. So they needed a pastor. They needed young families. So it was like the Lord just brought these two churches together, and both saw in the other church needs that the other one had. And so the two churches came together this year, 2025, Christ Baptist in Capital, to form this new church in Raleigh, the King's Chapel. And this has been such a leadership experience. You know, maybe we might use the word leadership challenge. I told you before the broadcast, they don't teach a course on church mergers in seminary. It's been a unique experience, but God, the Holy Spirit, has been in it every step of the way. And it's amazing how He's already blessing this work. And
awesome.
And it's a real joy and a privilege to be a part of this. So I'm just so thankful to have the opportunity to study God's word and every week teach God's word. You know, I'm just like pinching myself that I get paid to do this.
Yeah, something having eternal significance and value. So Grant, one more question before we jump into Manger in Danger. Tell us about the Unashamed Truth podcast.
So Unashamed Truth began in September of 2022 when local radio, the Truth Network, Stu Epperson, began broadcasting my sermons, and we needed a name for the broadcast. And, you know, I said, I'm unashamed about the truth, so let's call it that. And so we started doing radio, and still do radio. And that was the name of the radio program. And then we turned it into a podcast. We said, you know, we want it to be available on podcasts as well. We started doing a magazine this year called Logic on Fire. So check that out. And it comes out quarterly. We were able to print it as well. And So yeah, it's just been, you know, the Lord provided an opportunity for Unashamed Truth through the radio, and it's just grown from there.
So let's go to 316publishing.com, friends. That's where you can look up Manger in Danger. And I see it's all, is it on Amazon as well, Grant?
Yes. Yes. Okay. It's on Amazon. And then we also carry it at Unashamed Truth as well.
Okay, great. So now let's dive into exactly what it is. You were telling me before we got on the podcast, you know, Elf on the Shelf. And I'm thinking, yeah, most people know about that. But I love the way, you know, your wife said, you know what, let's do something different. Tell that story. We'll walk into exactly, there it is. There's your family going through Manger in Danger. I love that picture, by the way. So tell the story, Grant, on how you guys switch gears.
Yeah, I wish my wife was here to explain it because it was her idea, and how the Lord brought this about was really her ingenuity and creativity. But our girls wanted to play Elf on the Shelf, and at the same time, we had been thinking along the way, like, we want to develop our own Christmas traditions. And we, you know, we put out lights every year. I have a nativity set that I bought in Bethlehem that's made out of, you know, olive wood that we put out. So we had things that we were doing, but we were wanting to find a tradition that the kids loved that really centered on Christ and just helped them enjoy the Christmas story. So one day, Grace Anna grabbed the manger from our nativity from Bethlehem. And she had read that story that you were talking about in the intro about how Herod was trying to destroy the baby Jesus, of course, under the influence of Satan, Satan wanting to snuff out the line that he knew would crush his head. And Herod went to Bethlehem and put the, you know, tragic story, put the children to death. And God preserved Christ through that by telling Joseph in a dream to take the baby Jesus to Egypt. And y'all know the story, but taking that idea, Grace Hannah said, the manger's in danger. You know, Herod's after it. Let's find the manger. And the kids just loved it. And so she hid the manger, and then they all went and tried to find it. And then, of course, they wanted to do it the next day and the next day and the next day. And then Grace Hannah started doing, you know, devotionals that went along with hiding the manger. So it incorporated that biblical teaching element as well. And so we did this, and then we were on a podcast with Tony and Bree Wood, Date Night with the Woods, and they asked us what our family traditions were. And we started talking about how we play this game, Manger in Danger, and we hide it and all that stuff. And Gary Kim at 316 Publishing heard that podcast, and we met, and he said, you know, I think this would help families.
Yes.
To learn the biblical story and to really get in the, just understanding the biblical meaning behind Christmas. Would y'all be willing for us to produce this for families to use? So that was the genesis of the game. And then Gary asked me to do a devotion for a family devotion for every day in December leading up to Christmas. So the game comes with a family devotion book that has 25 devotions that have scripture and just very simple, you know, age 4 to 14 can understand it, and discussion questions at the end. And it walks through the biblical story of Christmas from Genesis 3:15 all the way to Revelation.
And it comes also, I'm looking at the description here, that keepsake box, scenic backdrop, wooden manger. And of course, nothing is complete without the baby Jesus figurine. But again, friends, you can get that at unashamedtruth.org. Just click on shop. And if you've got young children, or if you're a grandparent, start new family traditions like this that's going to celebrate the birth of Christ and teach the children about the Bible. We've got to take a brief pause, and we'll be right back with Grant Castleberry. Introducing the Worldview Matters Conference, coming to Green Bay, Wisconsin, May 1st and 2nd, 2026. Here are some of the featured speakers: Ken Michael, Olivier Melnick, T. Tim Chafee, Mark and Amber Archer, Laura Perry Smaltz, Dr. Jake Jacobs, Jay Siegert, Gary Kah, Scott Shera, and Elijah Abraham. That's the Worldview Matters Conference, May 1st and 2nd, 2026, Green Bay, Wisconsin. Hey, friends, we're excited because we just entered our third year of producing Worldview Matters, and we are praising God for how far we've come. But to continue speaking the truth and exposing evil, we depend on not only your prayers, thank you, but generous support. So if you're able to financially donate, we're running a campaign for supporters to consider a tax-deductible gift of, say, $200 or becoming a monthly sponsor. A lot of people do 20 or 25 a month, which is outstanding, and we just want to send you, as a small token of our saying thanks, a brand new stainless steel tumbler we have that says Worldview Matters on one side and Keep Speaking the Truth About Things That Matter on the other side. If you're able to donate, please visit worldviewmatters.tv. So Grant, we're back and we're looking forward to getting more information, maybe adding another speaker to that conference lineup. But Grant, Manger and Danger, I just am amazed that nothing like this has come out before. You guys came up with it, but I'm glad it's available now. What a great tradition to start. I wanted to ask you, how would you encourage families to begin using this if they've never tried some sort of devotional for their kids or grandkids around Christmas?
Well, I think, you know, you think about family devotions and you think idyllic, every kid sitting down and every kid is perfectly quiet, and you know they're just all aghast at the wonder of the gospel, and our experience, you know, it's much, you know we got three boys, and you know you're doing it and a wrestling match breaks out and all of that, but I think what I want is for them to listen and for their curiosity to be piqued. And I think we did that with the devotionals, but for them to begin to ask questions and to think, and the Holy Spirit, you never know, even if a kid is kind of doing stuff, the Holy Spirit uses the truth. Mm. And each devotion comes with scripture. So even if all you can do with, you know, you little kids is, even if all you can do is just read the scripture at the top, and then say a few words about it. And we, of course, we have a devotion that you can just read. But if, even if you just say a few words about the scripture and explain it in your own words to the kid, you never know how God, the Holy Spirit's going to use that in that child's life. That you know, Paul says faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of Christ. Mm-hmm. So you know how he's going to use his truth in their lives. So I would say, you know, just sitting down, reading the scripture, and when they begin asking questions, you know that that's a huge win. When they're curious and they're curious about God and His truth, mm-hmm. I just love that so much. So, yeah.
What about this? May be a slightly off topic, but what about Christmas carols? Because there's a lot of Christmas carols that I personally don't like the Jingle Bells and anything that mentions Santa Claus. But there are some very meaningful Christmas carols and almost like hymns, but there are Christmas carols that really do tell a biblical story. How do you incorporate that in your family?
We love to sing. My family is a singing family. And we're not anti-Santa, but we also tell the truth about, ooh, you know, it's like, hey, you know,
balance.
this is not, you know, a real, this is, you know, there's not a man coming down the fireplace. We never want to lie to our children, but most importantly, we want our children to know the truth about the incarnation. Like, why are we really celebrating Christmas? Hmm. And so we love to sing all sorts of songs and, my kids are always singing, and Grace Anna I do not have a great voice, but my wife has a great voice. And we love to sing Christmas songs, like you said. Obviously the songs that speak the most truth,
yes,
are generally the most helpful.
Yeah, in our home, we have Christmas music playing already. And my Christmas season, as far as music, goes about 3 months, so people know, maybe 4 months. Now, in the Manger and Danger, I picked up some pages here. There's a guide for family devotionals. There's an explanation of the meaning of the game, how to play, how to read devotionals together. There's tips for families. But I want to go back to the danger and that first prophecy. You mentioned Genesis, and let's go all the way back because there's an illustrative photo in there, the gospel in Genesis. I think this is day one, in fact, in Manger and Danger, with a foot with sandals on it, stepping on the head of a snake. And I love that picture. It is biblical. And I want you to just go back there, Grant, and share your whatever's on your heart about just how that set things in motion, where the Satan's opposition to Christ through the centuries. Go ahead.
Well, theologians call Genesis 3:15 the proto-evangelion, or the first gospel, because it's obviously God is pronouncing his curse on Satan and Adam and Eve, and Genesis 3:15 is the curse on Satan, but in that curse there's a promise, and he says that the seed of the woman will crush the head of the serpent, but the serpent will bruise his heel. And that verse really is the explanation of the entire Bible, because the entire Bible is the manifestation and the unfolding of that verse in history, that God brings through Noah, through Shem, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, David, the Messiah. Hmm. And this Messiah is the promised seed of the woman that has come to destroy the works of the devil, in Jesus' words. And he does. And he destroys Satan by removing his accusation against us, by taking away our sin, and by living a righteous life on our behalf. So Jesus defangs Satan, and at Calvary actually turns the battle over on Satan and crushes his head. So Satan is defeated. As Keith Green said, the battle is already won. The race has already been run by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Praise God.
Yeah, and it all begins in Genesis 3:15, which is a prophecy of how that will come about.
Yeah, Keith Green, oh my goodness. We could talk about him. I want to jump ahead a little bit. It looks like day six, because I don't have the book, Friends, or the game. I have notes on it, and you can find out on the website. You can go to unashamedtruth.org, and there's an explanation of all that's involved, the bullet points, all that you get in here. But I'm looking at what I think is day six, humility in a manger. And I can't read the small print, Grant, but I can't help but think of Philippians chapter 2 when you think of humility in a manger and how Jesus humbled himself to become flesh. The word became flesh. Share your thoughts on that as a pastor.
Yeah.
We're officially getting into Christmas season here. So share whatever is on your heart.
I think one of the reasons why Jesus was not born in a palace or in a lofty position is because Jesus came to save all people. You know, it wasn't just the high and the mighty. He humbled himself by becoming a person, but moreover, he didn't just. It would have been humbling for him to have been the most exalted person, because even that is below his heavenly glory. But his humility went even further, in that he was born in a manger when his parents found no room in an inn. And I think that speaks to the fact that Jesus came to save all types of people, the lowly, the downtrodden, the outcast, the poor, that no one is too far off of Christ's redemption. Hmm. So that humility of Christ, demonstrated by being born in a manger, speaks to the fact that he's come all the way down to where we are, that nobody's outside of his reach.
Mm. Amen. It's a universal gospel, but not everybody will believe and accept the Savior. many will reject him, but it is God so loved the world, right? Whoever, right. Whosoever. There are a lot of whosoevers that will just say, no, not for me, sadly. But so when do you recommend starting this? Christmas season can be long or short, but when, as far as the devotions that go along with Manger and Danger, when do you recommend families start this, Grant?
Well, I wrote 25 devotions.
25, okay.
So, yeah, so you can start, you know, December 1st, and there is a devotion for every day, including Christmas Day. And, you know, I think the great thing about the game and the devotions, I think last year we weren't able, you know, sometimes things happen and you're busy one day and you're not able to do that devotion. And it's like, okay, that's fine. You know, we're going to do it again this year. And this year we'll, you know, Lord willing, you know, pick up some of the devotions that we might have missed last year. So yeah, it runs December 1st through December 25th. But what I would say is, you know, if somebody were to get the game, I would just say start on the day, you know, if it's December 8th, start day 8 and just go through it. You know, don't necessarily try to make up the you know, you can if you want to, but I don't think you need to feel that pressure too.
Yeah, good. Good answer. Well, brother, people can get this in several places, but the one that is on your right on your website under shop at unashamedtruth.org. Brother, Christmas is upon us again. Any closing thoughts? Because it can be such a this time of distraction, even for believers, to get wrapped up in the wrong things. Any advice or encouragement for our believers that are watching and listening today?
Well, I do think that, you know, you read through Luke's gospel, Luke 1 and 2, and I was doing this recently because I was thinking about what I'm going to preach in December, and it's just so amazing to think about how God fulfills all of his promises that he made in the Old Testament in Christ. And so I think the more that you can be in God's word, the better. And again, I don't want to just like... I know that, you know, the game is for children, but, you know, I think adults are going to benefit from this game and these devotions just as much as the kids, because every day you're going to be going back to Luke's gospel, to John's gospel, Matthew, and you're going to be immersed in scriptural truth. So I would just say that, you know, you want to always renew your mind with the word of God and the real doctrine of Christmas.
Amen, brother. Thank you so much. It's just exciting to hear about this. I love something that brings families together and gives them new focus on Christ and on the Bibles, especially at Christmas with all that's going on. Please give our best to your wife and tell her kudos, man. You married up. She did a great job with this great idea, God idea. And Grant, thanks for your time today, brother.
David, thank you so much for having me. Really enjoyed the conversation.
You're
God bless you.
Welcome. Yes. May God enlarge your territory. Friends, thank you again. Share the podcast and God bless you. Keep speaking the truth about things that matter.